Hello, this is Arisky Daoud of Mayor Risk LLC. Today is the 20th of January 2020, and this brief podcast is titled Libya. The Berlin Conference outcome suggests no peace in Libya. All the roads leading to Tripoli are paved with landmines. The Berlin Conference this past weekend was a great initiative, and kudos to Angela Merkel for trying. But I fear it ended with no major progress and clear signs that the violence will not end anytime soon. On a side note, there have been rumors that the mighty warlord Khalifa Haftar, a major player, in fact the most important player in this drama unfolding in Libya, was in a Berlin hotel this weekend taking a nap while the conference was underway. It shows how committed to a peaceful solution he is. The conference's concluding statement is full of great words, but all of them are neither binding nor do they propose consequences should someone fails to comply. It's a great text, but with no power to change the situation or impose a solution. For example, it says, and I'm quoting here, the participants commit to refraining from interference, end of quote, and urges all the international actors to do the same. It does not sound like a solid commitment. The rest of the document is full of calls and suggestions on how to reach some peace with a similar tone. The problem with Libya today boils down to one and only one person, as I said earlier, and that is Khalifa Haftar. And by extension, obviously, his supporters in the Gulf and in Europe. We can argue that the strong position of Turkey's Erdogan to support Haftar's foes in Tripoli, that is the Government of National Accord, the GNA, maybe too interventionist, maybe bad, is an attempt by Turkey to resuscitate its Ottoman glory, as many report, and it certainly is part of the problem. At the end of the day, though, the GNA is not the attacker. The group that Turkey is trying to protect is not the attacker. It is the victim, whether we like or hate the Muslim Brotherhood that controls it. The real belligerent is actually Haftar. Knowing that, what is Haftar's position these days? Well, he has no intention of adopting a peaceful stance at all in this conflict. He has three missions, and they are to pacify the country, to throw his foes of the GNA and others in prison, and take over the country like his former partner Muammar Gaddafi did several decades ago. If Haftar felt weak, there would probably be a chance for peace due to a zero-sum game in the balance of power. But Haftar feels, probably wrongly at the moment, that the momentum is in his favor. With the US not so involved in the Libya drama and feeling it has no skin in the game, the UAE and other sponsors have taken the lead and are pouring billions of dollars in sponsoring Haftar. In fact, there have been allegations in some leading US media that the UAE royals have been putting pressure on Haftar to never accept a ceasefire. And not only he did that, but he defied the world by launching attacks despite a ceasefire as the world leaders gathered in Berlin to figure out how to contain the crisis. His warplanes have just carried out airstrikes on Abu Ghraib, a region nestled between Sirte and Misrata, in clear violation of a ceasefire. Over the weekend, there have been clashes near Tripoli Airport, and there have been reports of civilians hit by snipers. Sending another signal to the world, Haftar supporters have spooked the global oil market when they decided to block oil exports from 5 coastal oil terminals, preventing the exit out of the country of up to 800,000 barrels of oil per day. The Libyan National Oil Company says its daily losses amount to some $55 million. Do these acts and decisions sound like they come from a man who wants peace? Libya is once again stuck in a dangerous cycle of violence and is set to continue on the same course this year. The problem number one, again, is Khalifa Haftar. And then there are too many cooks in the kitchen and aggressive nations that want to prove that they have what it takes to deserve the label of a regional power. The drama is likely to continue to the chagrin of the Libyan people, but it also threatens to engulf the entire region this year, including countries to the west of Libya, which are trying to stabilize their badly wounded political systems, such as Tunisia. Thank you for listening.